I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Washington, our nation's capital, this is Naps Chat, a timely discussion on the legislative, regulatory, and political issues confronting active and retired EAS-level employees. This is Bob Levy, the Director of Legislative and Political Affairs for the National Association of Postal Supervisors, and today I am joined once again by Naps Executive Vice President Ivan Butts. Hey, Ivan.
Good afternoon, Bob.
We will be talking about the nominations to the Postal Regulatory Commission, organizing the new Congress, and NAPS's visibility on Capitol Hill during the first day of the new Congress on Thursday, January 3rd. First, let's talk about nominations. On the final evening of the 115th Congress, which was this past Wednesday, the Senate confirmed Michael Kubianda to fill the one vacancy on the Postal Regulatory Commission. Michael worked on Capitol Hill for then-Chairman Adolphus Towns of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and he was a direct report at that time to now Deputy Postmaster General Ron Stroman. After leaving Capitol Hill, he went on to work for Dave Williams at the Postal Inspector General's office. We welcome Mike to the Postal Regulatory Commission. However, the nominations of Ron Bloom and Ramon Martinez were never given to the Postal Board of Governors, were never given a hearing by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and therefore their nominations died when the Senate adjourned on Wednesday. So there remains 7 vacancies on the Board of Governors, meaning that the board continues to lack a quorum. Bloom and Martinez have to be renominated by the president, as well as nominations are needed for the 5 other Postal Board of Governor vacancies this year. Congress commenced its reorganization yesterday, and as part of the process, renamed the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee as simply the Committee on Oversight and Reform. It is unclear how this renaming will impact the committee's agenda. The Senate finalized appointments to the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, though the committee did not rebrand itself. The new committee members, or actually all the committee members, include Chairman Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Rob Portman of Ohio, Rand Paul of Kentucky. Then new members include Mitt Romney of Utah, Rick Scott of Florida, Mike Enzi of Wyoming, and Josh Hawley of Missouri. I might add, I forgot to add, James Lankford of Oklahoma is returning as a member. Those are the Republican members of the committee. The Democratic members will be led by Gary Peters of Michigan, Tom Carper of Delaware, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, Kamala Harris of California, and 2 freshman Democrats will join the committee, Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Jackie Rosen of Nevada. With that, we have our hands full next year. And yesterday, Ivan and I spent quite a day over on Capitol Hill. Wouldn't you say that, Ivan?
Yes, it was quite a day, Bob.
So how'd we do?
I think we did very well. We went around and saw a number of the freshmen legislators that have come into town, ones that we have supported in the process. So we got a chance to get our initial meeting with them. And we also gave out our invitations to four or five congressmen for our LTS. So hopefully we'll get some replies back on that. Got a chance to talk to Mark Meadows and Steny Hoyer, and hopefully you're going to provide a little some clips on those discussions. All in all, I think it was a great day, long day up on the Hill, but very profitable for us as an association. We have a tough road ahead, and if you listen to Bob talk about our Senate committee, we have a tough road ahead. We know how Chairman Johnson has been in the past when addressing postal issues. So we're really going to have to kind of step it up, and it really starts with LTS. So let's get these registrations coming in. We got to hit the Hill strong this year to keep the post office sustainable.
What was interesting yesterday was that of the members who we met with, and we met with a number of freshman members of Congress yesterday, that they were not sort of unfamiliar with the Postal Service. In fact, as we'll hear shortly, One of them actually has a family relationship with the Postal Service, and we're finding a lot about those relationships as we meet with them.
Yeah, that's true, Bob. And that really goes well, not only for the family connections that some of our legislators have, but also the connections that you made out in the field at various events we were able to get people out to educate, start the education process.
Absolutely correct. In fact, I stopped by in the afternoon. I stopped by with Congressman Thompson of California, and he finally recalled being deluged by postal supervisors at a recent event in his district. So we make impressions wherever we go.
That's right, Bob. And we appreciate your efforts out there for what you're doing out in the field and for what you're doing with SPAC.
That's great. With regard to sort of the pageantry of the first day of Congress, walking down the hallways, Ivan and I had to sort of navigate our way through crowds, and we were online for quite some time when we visited with new Congresswoman Small of New Mexico.
She had an overwhelming number of support out there to see her, and I appreciate, and I just want to give a shout out to our New Mexico group, who really came on board as actually short notice to get out to a event for Congresswoman Torres Small and really make a great impression for us. So again, thanks, guys. Great work.
And we're also going to be working with the new governor in New Mexico with our folks out there with regard to an initiative for vote by mail. Hopefully we'll get some traction out there also. So maybe we can lean in with new Congressman Small and sort of align with us in that effort.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have our first telecon in a few hours to start going through this initiative and try to lay it out. So we're looking for some great things ahead and legislative for NAPS and our members.
And NAPS members should also note that it was not sort of ignored, or that the Postal Service is still delivering despite the fact that one quarter of the government is shut down as a result of the failure of the president and the Congress to come to some type of agreement on funding that part of the government. So members of Congress, I think, are becoming cognizant of how the Postal Service is self-sufficient and does not rely on taxpayer dollars to operate.
Yeah, I think I was actually talking with Congressman Brown, Anthony Brown, today about that very subject, how, you know, we're not on budget and that we're still continuing. But I definitely made a point of letting him know that, you know, we do stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in the federal sector while they're going through this terrible time of the government shutdown.
Yeah, Anthony Brown is a second term member from the state of Maryland. What I want to do now is turn to some clips of some visits that Ivan and I had yesterday with members of Congress, some new friends, some old friends. So listen in with us. Peter King from New York, a veteran member who's a good friend of postal supervisors.
Great to be here. It's swearing-in day and being with my friends, postal supervisors.
We're now going to hear from Congressman Gil Cisneros, a freshman member of Congress from the state of California.
You know, my family has a long tradition of working for the post office. My godfather was a mail carrier. I have a cousin right now that's a mail carrier. So I think they do an outstanding job, and we want to be supportive of them and make sure that we take care of the post office, which has been, you know, around since this country's beginning. We need to make sure that it continues to be around.
Now we're lucky enough to catch up with Congressman Jerry Connolly, the incoming chairman of the House Subcommittee on Government Operations.
So one of my hopes for the new year and for this new Congress is that we finally get postal reform legislation over the finish line. I believe we can make it a priority in the new Democratic House, and our hope is we can persuade the Republican Senate to accept the bill we sent over to them. So we're going to work hard on that in this new year, in this new Congress.
We're just delighted to now hear from Congressman Elijah Cummings, the new chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform.
We are, I made it very clear that one of our top priorities has to be making sure that we get the postal bill passed. And I made that clear. And by the way, Speaker Pelosi has made it clear this is a moment that we must take advantage of, and we cannot let it slip by. And it's one of our top priorities, and I look forward to this coming session and getting it done soon.
And last, we will hear from new Majority Leader for the House of Representatives, Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland.
This is a new Congress, the 116th Congress. We've got an infusion of a lot of new, young, experienced people who are going to make a real difference. We're taking back the majority, and I guarantee you that our federal employees and postal workers will be treated better in this Congress than they were in the last.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. So, till next week.